We are continuing our shorim on Etz Chaim. We are at the beginning of Anav Hey now, but before that, well, I think we're going to summarize what we spoke about last time about this machlokes in the Havana Ayisoidi. What is the tachlis and how do we understand Kabbalah as a limud? We had an inyan. We spoke about the moshul and the nimshul. Moshul and Nimshon, we brought over here Rav Yaakov Hillel in Ois Yud Zayin, brings out how people make a mistake, he says, between the Moshul and Nimshon and feel that the Arizal is really only talking about a Moshul Ba'alma, but really the Nimshon is much deeper and really has to do with the Moshul. And the Ramchal is a very good example of this, because the Ramchal Shita is that we speak about the Hashkocha of the Eivishter, we speak about the Anahoga of the Eivishter, Klapit the Bnei Odom. These are different Anahogas we find are part and parcel of the limud of the Ramchal. We don't find Bechlal any mentioned specifically in the Kitva Arizal. Kitva Arizal is more technical, speaks about Patsufim and Sfiras and so on and so forth. But the Ramchal seems to be saying that really the Iker is the Nimshul Shabo, and that's only a Moshul, and really we have to understand how it applies to us. Be'olameinu.
The Moshul or the Nimshul?
What?
The Moshul or the Nimshul?
The Nimshul. What's the Moshul is never really important. What's really important is what the Nimshul Shabbo. Okay, that seems to be what the Leshem, what the Ramchal seems to be saying. As opposed to what Rav Yaakov Hillel is saying, and he's backing himself with the Leshem. And their Shita seems to be the Moshul and Nimshul is one and the same. It's not the Peshat that a Moshul can be, you can make a different Moshul. Riza could say the different mashalim. He could say, talked about a house, and there's different floors to the house, and there's different rooms to the house. But rather, he talked about Patsufi, he talked about Sfiris, the Potipotim, Nefshuah, the Shamachai Yechida. So he spoke about all these different Bechinas. So they want to say that it's Dafka. It's Dafka, this particular Moshul. And we must give him some Moshul beds, because we have no really Shachas to these Inyonim, Ayin Lorosa. But the Iker is that the Nimshul is found in the Moshul as well. It's Toloi Haba Hotalia. It's Haba Hotalia. And we read a little bit about the Leshem. How Leshem is quite furious. He mentions about these Mekubalim, how they've gone the step further to make the Iker tougher and tougher Iker by making the Nimshul only that there is, and the Moshul learning Kabbalah. And using the words of the Kabbalah, of the Zohar as not part of the Iker Tachlitz of learning Kabbalah. The Leshem we quoted says that's not Limud Kabbalah b'chlal. That's b'chlal not Kabbalah. That's Anhogas, that's Midos Toivas, what Hashkocha Klolit, Potis, but nothing to do with Kabbalah. Kiruzer. But rather, the Iker Kabbalah is really being mishtamish in the Lashonus that we find in the Zohar. Beprat Tzafnet Nusa, Ider Rabba, Ider Zuta, that speak about Patsufim, after those, and how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Vachaveirav, and he was Mekabel of Rabbi Kiva, and so on and so forth, they use these Lashonus, Bidavka. And how they explain over there is that by using these Lashonus, you pull various things in Shammai. Nisim and Niflos were happening to Rabbi Shimon v'Chaveirov, as we see from the Zohar. And it's only Aledei Dafka, these Mosholim that they're using, that were Paul Yeshuas and things like that. Boine Binyanim. And as opposed to this Shita, that the Ramchal's holding, that Chalal seems to be saying that it's Lehefech. It's not the Iker, the Iker is the Nimshol. Okay, so I just quote you again. This is the lashon of Yaakov Hillel. He says, "Ach Rabbeinu Ramchal zal pirish v'svorav inen hanimshul kimat lehefech v'zeh." So, So we're learning that the Moshul and Nimshul is one thing, according to the Shittas of Leshem and others. And according to Ramchal, it's the opposite. Ki Moshul hu yidias said the Hishtal Shlus Sfiros of Chotis in Inyanehem. We can find Takel Ramchal in Klach. And all these different svarim, then you have Taki goes through the spheres, goes through the parts of him. Mamash Bekitzer though. So he's maskir that that's the Moshe Shabo. But who Masha Kosov with Pashtus Besifra Mukubolim Alinyoni as spheres of a hag domain say him. Avalanim Shuhu Avanoso Pitchoinu Shela Moshe. The Nimshul is a Pitron. Kifia niftar v'nigla etzleinu be'olameinu v'u lehakil v'das ech ha-moshul hu megale b'haluchi an-hoge shel ha-borei be'olameinu v'atachton v'al edei shelomdim et zedeh ha-ilon shelemala nitan shuv lehakil hitgalos an-hoge sa-nimshul shel ha-sfiros be'olameinu v'atachton. Moshul, let's talk about chesed. The spheres of chesed, it's very good. Spheres of chesed, good. What does that give us? Chesed, you have to be kind. That means the Kodesh Baruch Hu, chesed yibone, keina. That's an hanhoga to be taken on as a person should be taken on. That's b'der Ramchal. V'liyaches kol prote hanhoga shel borei anirim lanu el shroshon elyon b'moshel hasfheres. באופן של ראשית הזרמחה הוא תכלס ידיעס הנמשול, הוא ידיעס אמיתס ושרושה של הנירה לנו לעינינו, מעניינינו השכוחס הבורא והנהוגס על התחתונים. It's the teachers how to be knowing in this world. That's the תכלס of Kabbalah. ליחס אויס הנהוגס אל השכושם Shabbos. And to know that, why do we have to do chesed b'chlal? Because of the fahanin on the hanhoga lemale called chesed. To misyaches, that we're doing it to the Eivishto. Ula mabal alei Hashem ari b'svorav lehochich behefech leze. The Lashem says, no, it's the opposite. Adarav. Hanimshu inyonei hasfiros ech shehem lemale be'atzilus. Mitziusom amitis amufshetis aruchnis v'ilu amoshul hu lemate ba'ol lemenu ha-shofer kifi masho anu mashilim bilimodeinu kol oysa musogim ruchnim b'inyanene olamenu b'dmus oda mekadoyna. This is the opposite. The moshul is in this world. The nimshul is lemala. Yes, that. The famous Rashal says the hand. What's a hand? Famous Rambam, right? The hand. This is not a hand. You make a mistake. This is not a yad. When the Torah speaks about the Yad Hashem, Kol Hashem, Eini Hashem, those are real Evoim. That you have a Yad Hashem. The Torah says to think that this is the Yad, and Hashem has something similar to this. It's Pumfaket. The Eivshter has the real hand. And this is a watered-down photocopy version of what a yad is. But it has nothing to do with the real thing. So why are we given this moshul? Because in order to misyachas ourselves to the Eibushter, to understand, because if the Torah gave us nothing, the Eibushter gave us nothing to relate to, we wouldn't know what this chlad means, the yudalit Hashem. What's yudalit Hashem? What's yad Hashem? We have no point of reference to understand this. So we're given a reference by the Eibushter creates a sort of a hand in order to understand the right hand is something on the right hand side, it's something we hold, it's a koach, it's a, you know, in order to misyachis ourselves to the pool as Hashem.
He doesn't have a hand.
Excuse me?
But he doesn't have a hand.
Of course he has a hand. We don't have a hand. That's what I'm trying to say. This is not a yad. The Eibushter yad is by Hashem. We're given something, a photocopy, a limited version of what a yad is. Very limited. But the emes tegeah could do much more.
But in that case, we can't make action. The musik of hand.
No. I'm just going to tell you again. This is the moshul. This is the geshem. This is what megashem, right? This is what it is. We're in a world of geshem. Geshem is. The real emes tegeah, ruchnis, the hand, we have no shakas to.
It's not a hand.
Yes,
it's a
the Torah said no. I'm sorry, excuse me. The Torah said it is a yad. It's a yad Hashem. Can't say it's not a yad. It's a yad Hashem. We don't understand what a yad Hashem. Ah, you're gonna tell me I know how a yad. I know exactly what a yad is. No, that's the toes. That's the toes. That's what we're saying over here. It's only a moshul. This is a moshul. We are a moshul. We're betzelim Elokim, right? We have a tzelim. Because there's an emistic itself, but don't think this is the emistic itself. We're only a photocopy. When you take a photocopy of something, you take it, you take the thing. You get some blurred vision of what the emistic is, right? But it's not the same at all. You can see the copy is not at all. And the more you do that, the more blurred it happens. So imagine, we're through the different olamas, we were mishtalishes, these oilers come all the way down to where something what's called a yad, but it's bechlam no yad. Okay? The pum forget that we saw from the Ramchal. Ramchal saying the emesis, all the sphere and the parts from those are mashalim. And the nimsha shabo is what's happening here in this world. The Lashon saying, no, that's wrong. He's saying it's wrong.
You say that Ramchal is saying the Yad Ben Odom is to say is a better representation of Yad Hashem.
No, he's saying it's a moshul. He's saying like you were saying, it's a moshul. There's no such thing as a Yad Hashem. B'chlal, b'chlal. Okay? Well, we have to... What's the Torah telling today? It's telling us an anhaga. It's all telling something called the Yad, which is a chesed. It's talking about the emes, the koach chesed. And how to be manhig in this world of pi chesed. Chesed ibonin. This is the nimshul. This is where we have to take the tachlis. The nimshul is what's noveh from the moshul. This is where it's happening. The Nimshul is found in this world. And the Moshul Baal is Le'mala. And the Lashon is saying, Pum Faket. No. The Emistik and Nimshul is Le'mala. And we can't figure it out. Ein Lo'asa. We have some type of inkling that the Eifshe gave us called a Moshul in this world to understand really what the Nimshul is. Be'erah. Okay, so that's what we came out to. All I want to point out today is, that's what we did last week, is that he's quoting over here, Chelik Bi'urim Chelik Aleph. That's where we saw already this inion of Tzimtzum Kipshuto, Tzimtzum Kilo Kipshuto. We had a similar argument over there. The Lashon brings down tremendous argument whether we're taking this literally when we speak about the Mokom Ponoi, the Sefiros. Is that actually Taket Pshuto? Or the lo kipshuto. Then the Lashon of the Shitosa takes on kipshuto. It's kipshuto. It actually happened. It's not some emotional koichos that were sort of that in that line. But rather, it's a big machloek, it's a mefarshim, emes. But the Lashon takes on the kipshuto. But I want to bring today another Lashon, which he doesn't quote. It's a Lashon in Dea. And this he speaks very stark over here. Much starker than he speaks in a way. So if you look over here, it's in Dush Oilam Atohu Chelik Aleph, Dush Hey, Simon Zayin Ois Ches. I'm not going to read the whole thing, even though it's very interesting. I really don't want to spend the whole share on this, but we're going to take Shtiklich of it. Hine Omek, Hine Agam Besifre Ramchal. Now, there, as far as I remember, in Chelik Bo, he doesn't mention Bechlal the name Ramchal over there. But here in Deir Taki, it was very stark. Now, listen to this. He goes, even though I'm going to speak about the Ramchal over here, him Ikorim. Sorry?
Yikorim
Lemoid. The his swallowing are taka very, very harsh. Now you have to remember the Ramchal, he lived 150 years ago. Vieshbaim the Leshem. Vieshbaim Rov Pininim Vizaav Muvzar Arbe. Vikol Tzvorev Asher V'yadeinu Ad Hayom, which is Rosh Chodesh Ado Tav Reish Nunches. How many years ago? Over 100 years ago. So from that time, hem kemat kulo nitchadu shuvinitu litfus al yidi ishtadulusi visibosi. I'm the one. I told you this before. I'm the one who published all this form. Without me, nobody would know who the Ramchal is. I spent my money. I spent my time digging them out from the Geniza. I put them to the public's eye. Va'agam shelo zechid limor et svorov. Right, I'm sure he did a bit more than that. But he's being a big honor over there. Im kol ze dilisi mimeno ezesi sodes anogel ikhe chokhma v'yeh zichro libocha lechai olam chai oylam bechal kol kidosh elam hashem im Hashem Elokim. All right, that's all the shvachim adka. Now we're getting a little bit of the interesting part. Im kod hinina omer shekol ma sheherkiv aramchal zal and divrei hazor hakodesh v'arizal bechazon bechizyon hanevua v'adera shekotsu biyad hanevim adoma v'heimis aleim maros v'dimyonos hine ein dati noche b'ze klal. Now he's going to get struck now. I'm not happy at all with what the Ramchal is saying. Nobody's ever dared to say that all the Zohar and all the Ariza is all dimyonos. This is Adkan. I'm going to be maskim, but sulo. The other chame hashte ma de lo chame bal nash mi yoma de salik moishe zimna tininya le tur de sinai. I've seen things, says Rabbi Shimon Chai, that nobody's ever seen since Moshe Rabbein came down from Har Sinai. Or Moshe Rabbein alav shalom ha yashum ma revidim em klal kenoide. So look, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is saying himself, he's made that I'm seeing things as clearly as Moshe Rabbein or Peh al Peh. V'arilanu ki kol gluim shbeidro shem atzmon ikar divrei arizal ein b'hem shum mariv d'maklal. So how could the arizal, the Ramchal, comes out? It's all dimyonos. It's mari nevua. No, it was talking actuality. It was mitzias he was saying. V'chen amu zohar kol shachem mois the kol divrei Rashbi hem itgalia v'lo itkasya aliyah k'si pel pe. Adav rabo, v'mare v'lo v'chidus, ad ken l'shonet, v'lo na v'roe, v'lech na v'roe et diva arizal, v'shak domes, anitvaz v'etz chayim, tfus v'arsha, v'arma mefurasham, shem oiris daki v'tachlis aruchnit, bilti nitfosim klal, yene kedas ramak, v'pardes, v'chein umar v'kol diva ag mukubol v'rishon v'achronim, v'kol diva zohar kodosh, ולאמר שום מחמם רק מר ודמיון, רק במר ודמיון, הדר מר הנביאים. אלא שהם מציאס גמורים אמיתים מקויומים לעול מעץ. It's not a nevu b'chlal. It's not a dream that he saw, that Ariza saw in his dreams, or Rabbi Shimon Bar, but rather it's taka mitzias gomu. מעט למעצי לממצי Sorry? Me'ez ha'etzil ve'hemtzi oysa ma'matzil izbor shomo o'mitlabish o'misyachet ba'em k'nizgleel v'chalila lachshev lechashev b'ze svor sacher zvulom ha'shesivirim v'asogaz mehutom ma'shehem. Chalila v'chalila says the lesson to think that otherwise that they're not real, they're all a dream, it all was made up. And he goes on and on, and he goes weiter. Again, 150 years ago, they take the Ramchal a step further. Who are the local sitra elyon kodesh kodoshin sheberum gvorim omechanin moisim besivim tahalichus and hogas baolam hazeh kilo sheein lemal chazma shum dava el rak ma sheasigim hem bahiluchos and hogar shelefi data v'chalila v'chalila lalos hazois al hadas shekol mi she'asher b'hem Yisrael yechane v'hu rak meder achokhem v'philosophim אשר לא נוגע עליהם או קבלה כלל, ולא יודו מגלויים מדבר שמו, אלא רק מבחינת אין סוף שבו לבד, ולא מעשי עד לבד. So, Chaz is showing to say that we take it a step further, they don't even speak about spheres of קבלה בכלל, they only talk about the הנהגות, העולם הזה. And he goes weiter, and he says, עד כדי כך, הוא יקורא כופר, כי היה רוקויף בחלק אחד מהתורס שבעל פה. And then he says later on, לא אלם הוא כמאמס עצמו הדר מרמיתו. ונעזו לדברים, he says a few lines now. ונאמה כי ודאי הוא שאויס המרבים בהסבורים מלבישים את כל בהנהגס עולם הזה. הנה, כמנוסם הוא רק להזכיר ולמסור רמז מציוס אוירוס עליונים של למעלה. So we can't really blame them. What they're trying to do is that they're trying to simplify this. They're trying to make this an actual fact in order something we can grab. Otherwise, it's very theoretical. בהתהלוכויס הנהגס יסבור ראשי בעולם הזה. נחקב אדם איקה בזה הוא כדי להסיב לאחרי כל המחשוב עושה פיגול מאיזה דמוס ותמונה ומאיזה תכונות חומרי וגש מכל יציר נויצר מקדושס אצילוס אשר שם הוא אלוקוס גומו כנודם. Because we know there's a proper איסוף not to be מגשם. So what they're doing is that, you know, let's not talk about what's למעלה, let's talk about what's להנהוגס בני אודם in order to get away from this problem. ובאשר כל החוכמה סקבול המדבר באצילוס ומכאן לשם את כל עניוני המציאוס והתכוונו את הפעולות וכל מה שנמצא שבעולם הזה ולכן דוחו את עצמו מחברים חיבורים מרבים מרבים דבורים איך שכל המציאוס שכל העול הזה עליונים של המציאוס הם רק על עניוני תאכולו את הנוגס לבד. We're talking about only an hoga, that's it. ומסביבים את כל מה שנאמר באצילוס להבישם בעניינים הנגות של העולם הזה. והנה גם שכמובן עושה הוא רצוע. Even though you think logically, what are they doing so wrong? They're just trying to simplify things in order to make things more palatable in order that we can understand what the Ariza is trying to say. And he says, though, listen to this, אבל מעשיהם בזה אינו רוצו כל כך לדעתי. But I'm not asking for this. Even though there's some pros here, but it outweighs the cons. That the cons outweigh the pros, he says. Ki gam im niten lahem et asher lahem lomar shekivinu b'ze dvorim kehel chosom, yesh kisad remez be'eze tahaluchos hanhoga lo'ozim dvorim. Sure, you can make a remez to what, you know, chesed is good and din is harsh and so on and so forth. You can make a whole musa out of this. Vu'ache ve'ishtalshut alfei alofim ruvois madagos asher ve'atzilos asher sofa. אם כל זה, הנה אין בזה עיקר לימוד חוכמת הקבולה כלל. כי הנה עיקר קדוש גדול למעלה, אז לימוד קבולה הוא לדבר למעלה, ואין לו ולא למטה. כדי לתקן לאורר בעושים למעלה. Now this is the most important line here. Now what is עיקר הקפוד over here? Because what people are missing out, even though they're making these nice, you know, stories, and how Bosha, the queen and the king came, and they had a son, and all these mashalim that they're making up in Hagas Bnei Adam, and even though it's very cute, and there's toilets, you can learn Musa from it, but this, he says, Ein Ika Limud Kabbalah Klal, it's not Kabbalah. He says, the Ika Kabbalah is Tikkunim. This is the punchline over here. The Ika is that when people speak Limale, not by the Anhagas, but rather by the Patsufim, by the spheres, they're making Heilige Tikkunim Limale. And that's the Rotten Hashem in Limud Kabbalah. There was a Shvira, there was a tremendous mess that happened. And what the Eibishter did is that through the Limud Kabbalah, a person's able, through the Kavonas Beprat, Bimalin and Itzutas, back to Shmei Shemayim, back to Absag Da'ak, in order to repair all that. But you're not going to do that by talking about the queen and the king, are you? Einberg Domus, he brings a Rai from Rabbi Shem Baruch Hai. He says, Shetika Dili Bona Mikdosha. Vachemberg Domus, Tikkunim, Venenem Malach Megav Isha. He brings up Rais and Rais of how Rabbi Shem Baruch Hai, he says himself, through the fact that he was talking and learning, how he's making tremendous Tikkunim. Tremendous Tikkun Lemala. That's the Ikka vault in Kabbalah. And he says over the page, on page 144, V'chein nire, tire, shekol divrei Arizal, sorry, hu gorem tikkun godol, it's like 10 lines now, hu gorem tikkun godol bigilu oros kedusha shema, when you're repeating the names of the Patsufim, when you're repeating the names of the oros, naranchi, and all that, When you speak only about Lemala, you're making tremendous tikkun le'ela. However, Yosef me'esek shah chelek ha'toyra. You're making more tikkun than any other chelek ha'toyra. Hashem meluvashim b'noisei inyanim ba'olam hazeh, because what we're learning about Baba Kama, Babatzcha, Nezik here, Nezik there, that's gevaldin, that's all halvasha of the oiras. But when you talk about pure oiras, that's making the greatest of tikkunim.
All those who are learning that derech is not called learning Kabbalah b'chlal.
And then he says, just over the kolim, od reisi, dvorim zorim oran b'divrei ez mekubolim shebodoreinu, shemamikim besvorim, beesberim, sheomru shekol atzilus kulo hu rak ader dimyon. Listen to this. Vasog leval ve'en metzius amitis klal. They said, everything's a dream. They call it dimyonis. Everything, we're all living in a big dream. Hu asher ve'en sof itzbar lo nishtan klal me'atzmusum v'amitzusum.
Because it seems to be a steal. Nefesh HaChaim begins as a steal as well. It's a state that the Eibishter is soviv kol olamim.
We're in the middle, and the Eibishter is soviv, like all soviv. And then it says, another Zohar says, that the Eibishter is malik kol olamim. He's been malik kol olamim. So make up your mind. Is he soiviv or is he memale? If he's memale, then he's everything. If he's soiviv, then we have a mokum to be in Metzias, and the Eibishter is around us. So the Meshachayim says it's too deep for us to understand. This is the paradox, and he doesn't really answer this question. So they take this to mean that if Eibishter is memale kol amin, there's only the Eibishter, and there's only the Eibishter. It can only be the Eibishter. Therefore, how can we be in the Metzias? How can we be here? Teretz says we're not here. It's only a dream. That's what he's quoting him. He's quoting that divrei ezi mekubolim b'doreinu hamamikim be. It makes sense, right? If Eibush is memale kol olamim, if he's here, we're botum mavutul. Shekol mitzias kulo hu rak yader dimyon. The whole mitzias is only derech dimyon b'chlal. Why? Because they're taking everything dilo kapshuto. They think everything is dilo kapshuto. But then he goes on to explain that's not emes, because then you mevatel the ganze Torah b'chalal. How can you mekayim Torah mitzvahs b'chalal in endimim, in a chalom? Doesn't make sense b'chalal, and he's matcha that. And then he says over the page, ach mikol ze tire. This is on page 115. This is the paragraph, ach mikol ze tire. Ad kama shehevi lo'oysim amamikim, בהסברים לאלויס על הדעתם דבורים זורים שם נגד התוירה לגמרי רחמן אצלן וכל זה והביאם מה שתוקעו עצמם מיועץ מדי לסובב את כל הלימוד הקבולה הכל רק על פי דר הרמחל זצר והנה נאמר הדמיון והוסיבו עוד על דבור רעב היועץ מה שכיוון הוא זר some people, if they take the Ramchal and they make the Ikashita of learning Kabbalah only the Ramchal, 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 and they take it even further, other people should based on the Ramchal, Ashe Hichshu, et Atzma, we call them Mitzitz Kula, and they're the Makis, they're making Huchal Tulu, the ganze Mitzitz of Kabbalah. Rachmal Etzlam, Mehai Data. Adke, look at the Shtakal Oshania. מה טוב לאודם ללך בדק הראשונים בפחד בחוכמת האמץ ואין לנו אלא להשתמש במילץ ולושם שבדבר בו זו הקודש והריזה. So there you have it. I'm not going to read it further. Ein Shalom. But that's very stark. Loshon is very adamant about this, to use the Loshonis of the Zohar, to use the Loshonis of the Arizah, because it makes tremendous tikkunim. And Adrab as well, besides this, not only to use the Lashonis, but also to understand the Shittas of Limbo, the Kabbalah, according to the Metzias that we see. So I'll repeat that. That we're learning that the Tzimtzum is Kepshut, and that everything Dake is not a Moshul, it's Dake Nimshul, and rather that the Moshul is in this world. Okay. Now, I know there are people that can try to Miyashiv, Yaakov Hill tries to Miyashiv, and others I've seen trying to Miyashiv. the Ramchal and the Leshem together, seem to really not arguing, but it seems to be from Deah, his Lashon is quite stark over here, so I think it's very difficult to make a Yishuv over here. Fine, Ad Kan, let's go right to now in the Yitzchak. So Aleph Hey.
You can ask him.
Huh?
Have you asked him to refer back from this lesson?
No. Okay. Because there in Birulim, he doesn't even mention Ramchal's name. He says Mekubalim. Yesh Mekubalim. But he is quite stuck. Okay, let's go right to Aleph Hey. But Tzorani Ba'Aleph Tan. Now this is extremely important, this Aleph. Why? Because this is a hakdama for all of Kabbalah. So let's pay attention here. Tzorani Ba'Aleph Zeh Lahakdim Ksas Hakdamas. There's a few different hakdamas which are of Meir Papirus, which is taken from Shai Hakdamas and other places in order to give us an understanding of how to move forward. Excuse me. Kol Ha'Bal Lemalos Et Yadol Is Asik B'Chochmas. Chochmas Azoy. So these hakdamas are going to be helpful for us in order to understand all this Chochmas of Kabbalah that we'll be learning. Vohu kivar b'anul el ki parts of Adam kolu ramach meramach evorim v'yud svirs protius shubov orfen zeh. So we know that the parts of Adam we know as ramach evorim and shasa gidim, right? But here it's not mentioned shasa gidim. So the point that over here that the reason why he's not mentioning shasa gidim because in Shaar Hakdamas, not Shaar Hakdamas, Shaar Gilgulim, Hakdama Yud Aleph. He mentions very interesting over there. We know there's we understand that there is a Gilgulim, reincarnation. Now, why would a person have to come back to this world only if he's over an Avera and he has to do a Tikkun? The Chaim tells us over there that's only if you're over an Aseh. You come back with Gilgul. A Lo Taseh, you don't come back. So we know Ramach Evorim are connected. Ramach mitzaseh. Shas agidim kenegelo taseh. So that's why he's mentioning over here, he mentions more than that, because he said the Ramach evorim, those are the ikar evorim. The gidim, shas agidim, are rather, they're like veins. They transfer nutrition and blood and whatever from one eva to the eva, the tofu to the evorim. Tofu to the evorim, they're not the ikar. The ikar is the mach evorim. And that's why he says over there, Taka you chod v'gilgul, but shasa gidim you're not or any gilgul. That's what he's mentioning over here. I think. Right? Okay. This is mentioned by Rav Yaakov Hillel in his sefer. Now, once you have the parts of Adam, you can understand there's yud spheres in the parts of Shabbat. Often, because ki akesu hu gulgolta, the kesu is your head, chaben hen gimel boichim. Chagat hem shtei droyim v'gufo, v'nayi shtei shokav v'ama u'malchus nekeva shelo. Okay, so the malchus is going to be the nekeva, his wife.
The druin.
What?
Or base druin.
Arms, dorma arms. You have two arms, right? That's a chesed gevuah. Your guf is a tiferes, and then you have your shokav, your two legs, netzahod and your soid, and the malchus, which is often mentioned as the eteres yisod, is the nekeva shelo. Omna, im tirtzeh lechalek v'pchatz v'lifaret elo yutzvos ekloliyos v'pchotiyos rabim, hine enom nechlokos rak lehei b'chinas leva. Now, if you want to subsplit these 10 spheres into 5, you can, and this is the way you do it. Asher b'kol b'chinas mehem hu parts of echad. Each b'china is 5. You're going to have 5 b'chinas. Shalom kimari odam v'zeh sidon. Yeah, kesu who parts of echad shalom yutzfirs. The kesu you can split into 10. V'nika al champing chochma hu gam ken parts of echad yutzfirs nika abba ve'ima abba. Binu gam ken parts of echad yutzfirs nika ima. V'vak mechesed ad yisod hu parts of echad yutzfirs nika za. And tzvirasir al tzir malchut hu parts of echad yutzfirs nika nukva deza. Alright, so you can take the spheres and put them into 5 different categories called the 5 different parts of echad. All tzarech loma ki bechinas malchus shebekol parzu beparzu meelo he parzu v'imhu beofen ze ki malchus de shebeparzu zachar kigon abba v'za hina malchus shelo hu bechinas eteres she'al tzadik nika yosoid Besod Baruch Al Rosh Tzadik. And this was Sefer Zohar, Parshas Vayetze, Daf Kuf Samach Beis. V'zeh Loshon, v'zeh Loshon. Rab Yisa Zuta Havashchich Rekameda Rabbi Shimon. He used to be sitting quite often by Rabbi Shimon. Amar Ma'u Dechsiv Baruch Al Rosh Tzadik. What's Pshad in the Pasuk? It says Bracha L'Rosh Tzadik. L'Tzadik Mibay. It says Bracha L'Tzadik. What's L'Rosh Tzadik? So there he answers it. He says, Amalehi Atara Kadisha. That's talking about the Atara Kadisha. So you see that there is a difference between the Yesoid and the Aterse Yesoid. Bracha, by the way, is the Malchus. Malchus is the Pshat, is that is Mekabo, all the Shefa from all the other spheres. That's why it's called Bracha. The Rosh Tzadik is referring to the Aterse Yesoid. The Imu Malchus be parts of Nekeva, so that's the Malchus by the parts of Zechorim, which is Abaza. When you have the parts of the Nekeva when you have Malchus by the parts of Nekeva, then it's going to be different. Ima v'nukva deza. In a Malchus sheba hu gam ke b'chinas aters yesod sheba ki yesod sheba hu rechem v'atara sheba hu b'chinas abasar tepuach. שהמלא הנקרא אבידי ורזה שיפול מאין בעניין הסימון אילונס אילונס כנודה. So there the yesoid of a woman partsuf of an keva would be the rechem, and the eters yesoid is the bosa tapuah. Omnam, there's another malchus, don't get mixed up, there's an omnam, sphere malchus kolele two parts of acharon shebechamisha partsuf of nikra nukva deza. In a he parts of Gomo Kasher call a part of Zochazim. So you have two different Malchus. You have a Malchus which is a reference to the Atelz Yisod, and then you have a Malchus which is a part of one itself, which was one of the last spheres that broke. Now remember, this is all Hakdamas and Dhammas to understand. All this Inyan of Erchin. Okay? This is the Mafteach Be'etzim to learn all Kabbalah. Without this, of course, you can't understand. Now, Nitaz Kusha Chazak Gdol Shin Kashuba Chacham and Gdol Velo Yoldu Lisov Amka. There's a very, very stark Akashim as follows. Kia Bagdamas Zohar, Daf Aleph Omusham, Alaposuk Sumorom Nechem. Raise up your eyes and see. V'ru'u mi Bora Ele. Mi Bora Ele. Mi is always a reference to Ima, by the way. Bora Ele is always a reference to Za. So who created means Ima created Za. Ki bekeser o bechochma leis taman shelakla. Now who? Mi bora ele. So let's discuss it. Says the Zohar. Are we going to discuss keser chochma? No, leis man taman shelakla. You can't discuss keser bechochma. Much too hard. Mebina veele kaim leshela. Bina. Then you can start discussing to be choker a little bit about bina. But even you have to know that Bina is very closed. It's very hard to understand the bechinas of Bina. Kivan de mati delo ad malchus. Kivan de mati ad malchus. Anikra ma papashta o ma yedata the hakul esetim kedekad mita. So you have to understand that everything Be'etzin is very, very closed until you get into Chesed, until Malchus, then it starts opening up. Okay, so that's one piece of Zohar. So what do we see from there? That Zohar is telling us, by Keser Chochmah, forget about it. We don't learn anything about Keser Chochmah. Bina a little bit, Chesed Gvura a little bit more. Until Malchus. Obekomo is acher, but we're still, because it says other places, Kishal na liyamim arishonim, Alma she'em chesed ve'elech, aval lemala misham ein shela begal. There it says differently. There, even Bina, from this piece of Zohar, seems to be ein shela kal begal. We don't even ask about Bina b'chalan. And the previous one says, no, Bina, you can. And then it says, gam almu b'tikunim. Tikunim, tikun chav beis, daf samach beis, kese elyon dayu shlima dinun shal Bina. Dayu dele delo it yahav le Moshe ilea de alea nema nitiv lo yodu ayat alea v'amu chazal v'mufla memach al tidrosh v'mechutz memach al tachko en lecha eisig b'nistolz b'mash o rishut shehor shit hitbonen. So that means what? The Keser, you can't. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand Keser, but anything after that, you can't. That means Chochma and Bina, you can't. That's a stira. What's Nisod? Even Abba V'Ima. Hare ki agar also lidrosh v'lachko b'hem kashe timse b'pasuk ha-gon Rabbi Yitzchak d'latash b'tchila sefer Zohar ayin sham b'yushu v'zeh mama v'keil ha-rabbi. Alright, so we have a steel is all, by the way, you know who's Rabbi Yitzchak d'latash? You should know. Rabbi Yitzchak d'latash. Rabbi Yitzchak d'latash, he's the first person who gave us comment to the Zohar when it first came out.
First person?
It was one of the Gedolei HaDor when the Zohar first was about to be published. First edition of Zohar. So they went to Kama Gedolim. A lot of people said, no, I'm not going to ask Kama. Chaz Hashem, to give the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and all this, you saw this, and we're responsible to Megale, to Megale, to Vorim, and Historium. Chaz Hashem, so he came out, he had the plates in order to come out, give the first Askam, he goes to the Shakur Tara, should I, and Bekitzo, he comes out with this pilpul over here, this B'shtet in the Yitzchayim. What are we allowed to be dosh? What are we allowed to learn? What are we not allowed to learn? Kesa yes, Kesa no, Chochma yes, Chochma no. And there is Miyashev, a little bit of the Zinyanim over there. While we call a Seva Zo Veprat, B'shtet Idros, B'tikunim, Hefri, B'dovah, the Gav. When we find that the Idros speak about the Gav. They tell us a lot about the Gav. ואין באקדום הזה זוהר, מה בעבר, שאפילו בחקיר במלכוס, האחרון יעלה למעית מוחזר, מה פשטה, מה ידעת? So, מלכוס, you're not allowed to, בקסר, you're allowed to, what's going on? Here's the text. אבל העניין הוא כך, הוא מובן מה שקוסו, מה שקוס בענו דלת, ועניין אק ואיך כל הלום הזה, הם הנופים מסתרפים ממנו עד שנמצא, כי על כל עולם הצילוס, אינו רק לבוש אל עיני דאק. We know in Atzilus. Atzilus is Malbish the Naidak. Shem Bechinas Raglav Levad. Vaidat Geolam Asiyah who Negan Amalchus the Ak. We know that this Atzilus is on the Naidak, which is really we can also call that Malchut the Ak. Hashem Mekomahu Ach Baach. It's on the back. Imaza Betani Shelo Levad Nimsa Ki Olam Atzilus Elo Ella BeOlam Asiyah. The actual Malchu de'ak, the nimsa ki kol asakenu b'sefer Zohar b'olam atzilus afilu begar eino rak b'chinas olam asiyah de'ak hu Malchu de'ak aval begar de'ak asu lasos kein afilu b'malchu de'ak hu b'chinas asiyah. Bekitzo, let me explain to you what's going on here. You have the Tani de'ak, the lower parts of Ak. On that you have the world of Atzilus. So the Atzilus is Malbish the Nai de'ak. The Atzilus can be looked at as really the Malchus of Ak. Okay? The Malchus is always referred to as well when you in the world of Erechim is the world of Asiya. Right? Right? We find that the world of Asiya is connected Malchus, the world of Yetzir is connected the Vak, Bria is connected the Bina, and the world of Atzilus is connected Chokhmah. So we're dealing with the Malchus, which is Asiya. When we're talking about the Asiya, the Ak, that's what we're talking about, the Malchut de'ak as well. That's all synonymous, it's all Erechim, all different Lashonim to explain the exact same area of the Nai de'ak, which is the world of Atzilus. There you have all the issues over here, all the Zohar, everything is Mesuda, because when we're talking about the Gal, you shouldn't be talking about, let's talk about the Gal de'ak, but not talking about the Gal de'Atzilus Bechalal. So when we're referring to the Malchus, we're referring to Tani and so on and so forth, that's all talking about that Tzilus. Alright, we don't have time really going to go back into all the Zohar to Miyashiv, but that's his Yishuv, that everything that the Zohar is talking is all B'derech Erechim. Now why is bringing this in order to introduce this into us, this Hakdama of Erechi HaKinuim, what the Rashash called, which is the Mafteach to all of Kabbalah. Because when you learn Kabbalah, it looks like the steel's left and right, as he's presenting an example of this. And the answer is always Erechim. Don't look at it literally. Bina doesn't mean Bina, the Ak, but rather it's talking about a Malchus d'Atzilus. How do you get from a Bina to Malchus? Well, we have to set up the Erechim in order to make the match. Okay, that's the whole Chochmah of Kabbalah. It's based on this Erechim that we're going to be learning more about. But okay, we're going to stop it here. And then, so Hashem, we're going to continue with these Hakdamas, which are very, very crucial for our understanding of the next pieces of the Yitzchak. Good. All right. Shkoyach.